Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Psalm 42, have your seat, Pilky James. Psalm 42, thank you. We take from verse 1 to the end. Everybody reading. Everybody reading together. You play. You alone have my... I pick a high key. To you. Let that be played for me. There's a lifting for you today. Let the keys be playing. Let's reach together. Let's go. As a deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night. Why they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude to GCI. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of Duse, and from the height of the Hermon, and from the hill Mizar. Deep, call unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me, Lord. The Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of your oppression of the enemy? As with the breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me. Why they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, oh my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance. I'm here to tell you this morning, the Lord is the help of your countenance, the one that will not leave and abandon you in the valley. For the enemy meant for evil, God has turned it around. Turned it around. The enemy meant for evil, God has turned it around. Sing that, let me hear it. For the enemy. What is enemy meant for him? Evil God. Turn it around. What the enemy meant for him? Life is made up of hills and valleys. A valley is a long stretch of land between hills and between mountains. Everybody born of a woman will experience valleys. Whatever it is, of it. any place, any period, any situation that is filled with fear, with gloom, with despair, is called a valley. When you are going through anything that makes your faith cast down, your soul cast down, everything about you cast down, that is what we call valley. A valley is filled with gloom. A valley is filled with doom. Do you remember this American comedian that committed suicide? What's his name? Oh my God. A pastor preached Sunday morning, finished preaching. They were taking offering. He told his associate pastor, take the benediction, I need to do something. He went to the house office, carried a gun, shot himself. He just preached a motivational talk, inspired his people. But he was in the valley. Nobody knew. He will preach 3-4 services. After, they will still be coming. Pray for us. Pray for us. Nobody was praying for him. Nobody bothered about him. Nobody cared about him. The church was there. They never noticed he was in the valley. There are many people in church that are going through valley experiences. In not they show for faith, but they show in the spirit. When they talk, you know. This person used to smile before. He's no longer smiling. Sir, ma, stop all those things you do. After somebody commits suicide, you go to WhatsApp. He said, talk to us. Talk to us. You go and talk to them. If you are in problem, talk. You have seen people in problem. You are not talking. If something happens now, everybody becomes a pastor. I beg you, talk. In fact, many people that also write the thing, I beg you, talk. They need to talk. Valley experiences are real. And many people are going through valley experiences. And you know what? If you are in Nigeria, automatically, you are going through valley experiences. Yes or yes? The valley is characterized by despair, by disappointment, by depression. The valley is a lonely and a solitary place. Loneliness is not being alone. No. You can be in the crowd and still be lonely. In fact, you can be lonely and desire the crowd so that nobody can know you are lonely. See, if we open the tablet of people's heart, you will know that many people are in the valley and they are digging wells and going below the valley. Sir, listen to me. Valley, in the valley, we are below, we are under, we are beneath, we are behind. When a man is in the valley, he is under, he is beneath, he is behind, he is below. Everybody is high. You just sit down and look at it. Why are they dancing? Have you noticed people come to church and you are jumping, they sit down like this and look at you. Why are you dancing? What is wrong with these people? The man does not know he's in the valley. A man in the valley, anybody on the mountaintop looks stupid. Despair, depression. The valleys are lowest points. See, you are doing a low paying job, collecting low salary, poor with poor opportunity, living in a low income ghetto like we are, you are in the valley. Some people have not earned over 100,000 per month in their life. What people used to drink beer in the evening. You are in the valley. In fact, the valley is more than Liba. I'm sharing this so that you can pray. I'm not going to cajole anything. But I'm not going to share anybody's testimony for you to pray. If you like, pray. If you like, don't pray. Oluwajo. Oluwajo. Ten minutes here. Ten minutes. Ibikika. Ten minutes here. Ibikika. Listen, I stand up in anger. Say every power, every experience of the soul in my life, a broken, every soul, I shall be the head and not the tail. Every soul experience in my life, a broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. Every soul experience, be broken, be broken. Be broken. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Have your seat. If we cut some people's salary, you will cry. Please pray, sir. Hello, did you hear what I said? What did I say? I said, please pray. Say, please pray, sir. I've shared, I don't know if I shared it. A friend of mine applied for a job and he gave me the advert. I will not talk about the salary, but I will talk about the one that concerns you. Apart from the salary, one of the allowances is £18,000 per children's school fees. So if you have four children, they will pay your children's school fees up to £18,000 per student. Times 840. It has nothing to do with the salary. What do you think the salary will look like? If you have stayed in a low place for a long time, say, Pastor, the life. Now, not a pastor, yeah. Pastor, just a motivator. If you are low for long, your poverty mentality will take over. Any great thing is life or they are cheating. Now, Yahoo, Yahoo. That job, now, Yahoo, Yahoo job. Now, Yahoo, Yahoo job. But somebody like you had it. You will pray for yourself. Lift your right hand up. Lift your right hand up. Say every anointing of the tail. Say be destroyed, be broken in my life. Every anointing of the tail. 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 Every anointing of a tail. Every anointing of a tail. Be broken in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. A young girl was in one of the most sophisticated schools in Abuja. Brilliant. Got a scholarship there. In fact, when they were doing a program to even honor her, the parents could not afford to pay transport fare. The PTA contributed money together to fly the parents to Abuja, their first time in the plane. The rule in the school is that you don't use phone. The young girl, the school got a scholarship for him in US, for her in US. Just graduate in 3 months' time and go for your scholarship. She was caught with the phone. Everything scattered. She was sent out packing from the school. It is the anointing of a tail. It's the anointing of a valley. Some people, you are, if we don't explain, you don't understand. Lift your right hand up and pray for yourself. Say every anointing of a valley, every anointing of a tail, say be broken in my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, I will not be put to shame on the day of my glory. And let there be help for me in the valley. Every anointing of a tail, of a tail. Maria Katakata, Etegeria Kata, Maria Katata, Epeteteke, Retetegeria. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, sit down, if you are in a place that has been smelling for long, before you know it, you can't perceive the smell again. If you have been in the valley for long, you will think the valley is the best place in life. How can I just spend my money on that? Sir, now because you don't get that. So they imagine they are paying school fees for my children. 1 million per term. Ah, a waste of money. See, now poverty, they make person think say public university better pass private. Now poverty. The lecturers in public, they are the ones lecturing in private. They treat the student differently. Is there anybody here that you have money that you want your children to spend 8 years in school? If you are there, stay there. Don't say, abroad self, wait till they teach them there. Private university, wait till they do. Then just they collect money, they give them first class. See. I work with some people from a private university like 15 years ago. I was shocked. All of them had IT certification before they left school. All. I will not mention that university. They had it before. Sir, wait till you know, understand. No fight anymore. If money gay, you know, go do some things. Let me put it down. I pray for you. Whatever makes you enjoy misery, enjoy poverty, enjoy hardship, enjoy the valley, let them be broken in your destiny. In the name of Jesus, let them be terminated in your destiny. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand and say with me, every power and the spirit of stand up on your feet. Let's pray. There will be a turnaround, but please pray with me. Join me in praying. See, the top can be lonely. We don't want to be alone at the top. Whether I'm big or not, I'm taking my own by faith. Though. I'm there. The top can be lonely. Join me in the top now, at the top. Are you here? Lift your right hand up in anger. Say, spirit of the valley, the Lord rebuke you. Say, in my family, the Lord rebuke you. In the name, can you pray in the name of Jesus? Every spirit of the valley, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Every spirit of the valley, the Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Are you here? Every spirit of the valley making me to wallow in poverty and shame. Say the Lord. Can you pray? Every spirit of the valley making me to enjoy poverty and shame. Making me to wallow in poverty and shame. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Say every spirit of the valley denying me of favor. The Lord rebuke you. Open your mouth and pray. The Lord rebuke you. Every spirit of the valley denying me of favor. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In the valley, people don't prosper. In the valley, shame is normal. In the valley, see, there are hills all around. So the hills and the mountains block the valley. It blocks the people in the valley. The people in the valley are obscure. They are multi-talented. Multi-talented. But nobody discovers them. They are not seen. Every evil mountain covering you, let them be lifted up now. In the name of Jesus, manifest in your generation. Let the Lord arise and reveal you to your generation. Let the Lord arise and reveal you to your generation. Let the Lord arise and reveal you to your generation. In the name of Jesus, you have a role to play. I keep telling you, for most of you here, you do many things that nobody knows you are doing. But you are here praying. God, show me. When they finish service now, you will go out. You are gone home. You don't talk to anybody. Now, valley they play with. You go stay there long. You can't even say, excuse me, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Give relationship. Once they close and you carry your bag. That church, they know they have anything. Who will help you? Anyway, we know you. They just carry bag. She's praying for help. Help is around her. She's not talking to help. She's praying for help. Help is around her. She is looking down on help. I've shared with you a friend of mine that when the bank was in market, he was being harassed. Being harassed. We will sack you. You are not meeting target. And when we were together, as by that mosque, you call it air refiner, what they call that place. Pick a lady, a woman there. Dress anyhow. Entered. They were talking, where do you work? He said, I work in the woman said, I work in the ministry. I'm the secretary in the ministry. Where do you work, bank? So they now started like, you people in the bank, your wallet is there too much. They started talking. Then I saw the drama. Target. The woman answered, now so bankers, they come my gas office every time they come to stop. I say, who be your gas? He mentioned the guy. I say, I beg, madam, they won't sack me. I need target. You know, the woman took this man, my friend, to the palm set. I said, oh, God, this is my brother. You know the first money my friend was giving? 2 billion deposit. She did not look down at that woman at the bus stop. You are too small. You are looking down at your head. You know, once you buy one good grade or krika, everybody is small. It pains me when I see people that are almost nothing, low down, behaving as if they are high top, carrying themselves. He started ending 300,000 per month. That is some people's tithe in this church. I know people that give tithe of 1 million. Friends that give tithe of 1 million. You are collecting 300 now. Now valley is a valley. Everybody in valley want to be tall like the people on the mountain. People on the mountain don't want to feel tall. They are on top of the mountain. May the Lord relocate you from the valley. Lift your eyes down. Lift your eyes down. Lift your eyes down. I pray for you. Every spirit of a valley pushing hell far away from you. Pushing hell far away from you. Let that spirit be destroyed by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Let that spirit be destroyed by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Any spirit of a valley denying you of opportunities, let the spirit be destroyed by thunder. In the name of Jesus. From today, you shall no longer labor without profit. In the name of Jesus. You are here, you walk and walk. Your God does not pay you. In the valley, you did. But there is help for you. In the valley. Some people, last 3 months ago, they paid you 20% of it. Last month, 80% of it. 3 weeks ago, so you don't even know how much your guy is owing. Valley your guy is a valley worker. May the Lord arise in his mercy. Relocate you from every valley experience. Can I hear amen in the house? May the Lord relocate you from valley experiences. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say every power, every experience of the tongue heal, say be broken in my life. Every Mebola experience. Every polar experience, every donkey experience. Every donkey experience. Be terminated. Every donkey experience in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The valley is characterized by impossibilities and non-achievements. If our people in the valley don't believe anything is possible except you know somebody. They don't believe anything is possible except you know. Except you, what do you say? You use long leg. Nothing happens except you put put something under the foundation. Yoruba people understand that. Except you tend the valley thinking. Let the Lord, our helper, let him appear in your situation. In the name of Jesus. Let him appear in your situation. In the name of Jesus. Let him appear in your situation. In the name of Jesus. He will not miss your help. If you are a footballer, what is the average fee per week? A one that is marginally good, £100,000 per week. Maybe 30% tax out of it, £70,000 per week. Multiply it and see. If you are a boxer, you fight three times in a year. If you are good, one fight, how much do you think one fight is? £10 million per fight. Three minutes of 12 rounds. 1 minute rest. Four, within an hour of blowing your head. £10 million. Even if you lose, you have collected the money before you fight. Why am I saying that? Don't let anybody look down on what you do. Hello, Nigerians. It is in Nigeria that we categorize job. Baba, tailor, they are low people. Middle people, civil servant like us. High people, engineers, lawyers. If you know how they deal with lawyers and doctors in Nigeria, shame go catch you. They're not going to tell you their salaries. Lawyers and doctors I've known many people that God is about to give great business. They say, no, I want to be administrator in the office, collecting 50,000. They left their skills, they left their businesses, and they are going to carry fire. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They are a bundle of skills. Why? People will look down at what they are doing. How much do they pay people whose reward are in heaven? People whose reward are in heaven, how much do they pay them? Nobody is talking. You must enjoy your reward here on earth and in heaven. Are we here? I pray for every teacher in this house. May the Lord arise and remember you.
Amen.
May the Lord arise and remember you.
Amen.
As you resume your school tomorrow, every teacher in this house, may the Lord arise and remember
Amen.
You. Let there be a turn around in your situation.
Amen.
May the blessing of the Lord be upon you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let me not forget my prayer point. You know, when we want to resume, we pray for the children. We don't pray for the teachers. So the teachers, we don't pray for in anger. They don't teach our children well. And if you know how much we pay our school fees, the proprietor don't pay them according to how much we pay our school fees. There's a matter of another time. I pray, see, don't look down on what you are doing. Don't look down on the skill God has given you. No work is higher than another. No work is better than another. Every work is work before God. No working is what makes God angry. Not doing anything. It's what God is against. Every good thing you are doing, God is for it. Do you understand? I was in UK. I wanted to cut my hair. 2011. I was told the amount, I think of between 30 and 50 pounds. Come on, Nigeria, you know, quickly, I don't sharply. I don't calculate it in 250 times. Did you notice that your friends that went abroad, all of them, their hair? You notice they said the hair today. Now the thing where they cause me that. Because every work is paid well. Every work is paid well. I pray for everyone here. In all your labor, let your profit spring forth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your hands and say, oh Lord, deliver my work.
Lord,
deliver my labor from the power of the valley. In the name of Jesus. Deliver my labor from the power of the valley. Deliver, deliver, deliver. Deliver my labor from the power of the valley. Deliver my labor, oh Lord.
And Amana Kosata Pratiki de Belekunda, Elede Basati Pratu Bella, Ikababada Konde Belede Basati, Rababagada Bella Gadadosa, Namana Konde, Elande Besati Velekosa, Rababagabalado, Sanamena Konde, Rabetam Pratunda Bella Gadabasande, and Amanda Sabra Kabalada, Rebege de Gedeko Sada Balagande,
Ayanda Balakosa,
Inamanda Basati, Rababagada.
In
Ambas
mighty name, we are brave. Listen to me. There is no work that is beyond you. There is no work that you are higher than. Work is work before God. Our dear brother, it's no longer in this area, that's why he doesn't come to our church again. Somewhere in Ube. Read mechanical engineering. When she finished, there was no job. He went to learn plumbing. Be mechanical engineer. Graduated, served, no work. She learned plumbing. She went to work at a woman's place one day. While she was working, her phone rang. He picked the phone and was talking to the person in English, and the woman sat down and was looking at them. And then after he finished, the woman said, are you the plumber? He said, yes. He said, how come you are speaking? Is it the way we look down on ourselves? How come you are speaking this kind of English? He said, I'm a graduate of mechanical engineering. He said, graduate of mechanical engineering, yes. So why are you doing the plumbing? He said, when I finished, I needed practical skills, so I learned plumbing. And since I've not gotten a job, I'm using the plumbing to eat. He now said, will you want to work in so-and-so company? Say, yes, ma'am. Okay. Gave her a letter. Take. Go to the company. She went to the company. She was accepted in the company. If I tell you about her story with the greatness of God. In fact, there was a department. His department was about to be closed down when work was not due. They closed down her department and sack a boss of another department and move her to go and head that other department that he does not have experience in. And he started learning there again. Plumber. 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 Don't look down on your present job. Do it well. It is a pedestal for the job. And are you here? It is valid people that think everything is low and bad. You will not miss your opportunity. You will not miss your opportunity. I pray for you. Stretch forth your hand. What you are doing now is enough. Let the blessing of the Lord come upon everything you are doing.
Amen.
Let the Lord remember you for what you are doing.
Amen.
Let the Lord remember you for what you are doing now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
One of the, if there's something I hate most about the valley experience, is obscurity. Have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. Let me just leave this in 5 minutes. Obscurity is to be hidden. Obscurity is to be overlooked. To be obscure is to be hidden. To be obscure is to be overlooked. When a person is obscure, people look at him. A lady, people can be looking at a lady and think he's a guy. He has been covered and he's obscure. The spirit of a valley makes a person obscure. Stretch forth your hand here. Every power pushing you to the dark side of life. Every power pushing you to the back side of life. Every power pushing you into the wilderness, let them perish today. You are moving from the dark side, you are moving into light. You are moving from the backside. You are moving to the front. You are moving from the wilderness. You are moving to the fruitful land. In the name of Jesus. Obscurity makes you to be abandoned. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Every stronghold of abandonment upon your life and destiny, let that stronghold be broken. In the name of Jesus. See, if a person is abandoned, even the business that his siblings have for what he's doing, let's say he's a barber, his sibling that they live in the same house together will not go and cut his hair with him. Say, I'm not my brother, Jared. When there is a spirit of abandonment, the people that should naturally, under every circumstance, help you, they run away from you. Whatever is meant for your help, that is running away from you. Because of the spirit of the valley of obscurity, let them be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus, let them be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord my God, say, destroy every spirit of abandonment operating in my life. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for yourself? In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Did you know I will call you back? I will come back. I will get back to you. Have they got him back? Have they called back? Abandonment. They abandon you and move forward. That's how the spirit of abandonment. Oh, keep that. Don't send it. Don't send it. I'm coming back. You have kept it. You call, the person blocks you. But you kept it. Many people came to buy. He said, no. That spirit of abandonment. If you're a wise businessman, he will sell it and go and get another one in replacement for that one. Because you don't know what happened. I pray for you. Where the enemy has abandoned you, let the Lord arise and remember you. Say amen like thunder. Say amen like thunder. Let me hear you. In the name of Jesus, help will not abandon you. Mercy will not abandon you. Grace will not abandon you. Mercy will not abandon you. Help will not abandon you. Grace will not abandon you. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of abandonment can make them promise you and fail. There's a very close friend of mine that lost his job. And you know, I was almost like in a position to help him. I never remembered it. Never. Never. Then one day, I spoke to him. While we were talking, he said, a member, do you know this person in your church? I said, yes. How did you know him? He helped me to do this. That was how my eye opened. Somebody we grew up together. In fact, he was my best man. All what he needed at that point of time in his life, I never remember. When those things were no longer under me, he started talking. That is how the spirit of abandonment works. May your helpers not run away from you. May your helpers remember you. Every help that is near you, may they not be given to another. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, oh Lord, say, take away every spirit of abandonment afflicting my life and my destiny. In the name of Jesus.
Pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. My screen here is off, sir. My screen is off. The Bible says you are a city set on a hill. He said nobody lights a candle and put it under. Remember, he said you are the light of the world. So nobody puts you under. You are the light of God, the world, the city set upon the hill. Nobody lights a candle and put it under a bushel. That is not your location. You are a city set upon the hill. Say, can you say with me? Say, I am a city set upon the hill. Oh, Lord, arise. Give me visibility. Are you here? Stand up, let's pray. Stand up, let's pray. Hello, sir. Did you remember? I don't know how long you have been in this church. I saw my brother now and I remember. There was somebody in our church was a graduate. Got married, was doing well, got married. A while after marriage, some valley experience set in. Lost a job. Started working in the block industry. Did like 3 days and discovered that he can't carry block except he wants to die before his time. Went back. Was looking for a driving job. Our brother that I saw now was the one that helped him look for a driving job in an organization. And the organization, he was attached to the MD. So he was driving the MD. Some people know the story I'm talking about. He was driving the MD. While he was driving the MD, they did a general staff meeting one day. And said, okay, call the security men. Call the drivers. Let them come and join the meeting. So they joined the meeting. Everybody spoke. As a driver, he kept quiet in one corner. They now said, well, anybody can talk, including drivers. He raised his hand. What did I say? He did what? And he spoke. That organization, what they are doing there was what he studied in school. He gave, we can do this, we can do that, we can do this. And the Oga that he was driving, look at him. And said, see me in my office. He saw him. He said, what? Where did you get those ideas from? He said, sir, I'm a graduate of so and so from UniPen. Eh? And you are driving? Say yes. Today, I make you the head of department of that place. In this church, sir. In this church. Don't look down on that job. Are you here? Say, I am a city set on a hill. Say, oh Lord, arise. Give me visibility. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Oh Lord, arise. I am a city set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. Give me visibility. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say, I am a city set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. Say, oh Lord, arise. Raise a voice for me. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Raise the voice. I am a city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Put your hand on your head. The anointing that announces, let that anointing come upon you. The grace that announces, let that grace come upon you. Let that grace come upon you. Let that grace come upon your business. Let the Lord arise and announce your career. Announce your skills. Announce your businesses. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray the last prayer. I am a city set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. Say that, let me hear you. Remember, No one lights a candle and put it under. And you are that light of the world. You can't be put under. You must not put yourself under. Hello? See, there are some things you must change now. I've been talking to myself. I've been talking to my friends. Is it the way we operate in church sometimes is most of the time should be different from the way we operate in the place of God. In church, you do humility. If you have something to say, you keep quiet sometimes so that you not be as if you are the one, you are proud. In church, we behave as if you are not proud. You calm down. Even the proud one, they are the one that looks more humble, deceiving themselves, not me. The outside in the world, when you know, you talk. When you talk, you package it very well. Now, package it itself. If you know one, you will do one, you will add one and a half, you will do it very well, and you speak the English very well. You know, I remember when I was doing that thing in the other company, we were able to lift and raise the profit from 1.5 to 3.5. Yes, they raised the profit from 1.5 to 3.5. But he was not involved, but he worked in the office. So you know, I remember when we were at the office, we did a lot of things to lift the things from 1.5 to 3.5. That is the place of work. In church, you don't do that. Because we have been church boys for a long time, we have opportunity to say things that will lift us up. We just calm down. We don't want to holler. We have opportunities to make good money by the side. We just look at it. We don't want to holler. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But from today, the Lord will arise and begin to announce you. Time don't go. Lift your right hand up. Say, I am a city set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. Say, oh Lord, arise. Announce me to the world. Open your mouth and pray. Announce me. Arise, 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 arise. Arise and announce me. 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 We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praised. Stretch out your hand here. The Lord asked me why I was coming to pray and break every circle of disappointment. I almost forgot. I would have loved to lay hands on you. Our time is fasting. But it is written, He sent forth His word, and His word heals them and deliver them from all their destruction. Every destruction of disappointment, every moving from one disappointment to the other, let them be broken in your destiny. The disappointment is over in the name of Jesus. The disappointment is over. Every power behind those disappointments, we bury them today in the name of Jesus. You are celebrated. You are fulfilled. You are announced. You are lifted up in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.